This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that in.
You know, and I hope Trump that told the Attorney General of the state. You guys pulled me this article, thanks. On Monday, before the speech, he said, I'm going to decry these Jewish centers being attacked and these tombstones getting knocked over. But we need to investigate this being a false flag because the media was blaming it on Trump. Infowars.com has a story. I haven't seen anybody else report on it. Paul Watson was just texting me saying, why aren't you covering it? Yeah, I saw it this morning. I didn't see it in my stack. Will somebody print me that? Thank you. Turns out it is a pro-Obama, anti-Trump operative. Man arrested for Jewish center bomb threat is an anti-Trump Muslim convert. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's not hard for Trump to be proven right again. I'm not going to exaggerate. 95%. I wasn't saying 99, but there's been a few of the race attacks that we see out there are false flags. In fact, a lot of times it'll be a white woman saying four black guys raped her and, you know, she'll cut her face. I saw that, you know, then it's not true. She did herself. And then a black woman says five black guys did it and it's fake again. You know, I mean, it's people do it for attention, man. It's bad. It's an epidemic. They teach this in the feminist classes that all sex is rape. So, you know, if your boyfriend breaks up with you, you can decide to retroactively say you were raped. There was a court case where they just no-billed it with the DA here in Austin where that went on, and the girl got mad and, you know, said, I'm going to say you raped me, reportedly. And so they dropped the case. I mean, this is scary, folks. This is social justice warriors for you. Owen Schroyer, what do you make of this? I mean, this is just coming to a head. CNN's brand continues to plummet. It's being reported. Their numbers are just tanking. Starbucks is tanking. Lost like something like 20% of its business just the last few months because of all their globalist activity. Every metric shows the mainstream's dying. So that's why they're fighting so hard. They're fighting for their life, aren't they?
Well, that's interesting you bring that up because right now there's an interesting kind of paradigm shift happening at Fox where you've got people either going towards nationalism, towards Trump, and then you've got the Shepard Smiths, and of course you got Meghan McCain on there too, who you just kind of feel like they aren't going with the grain. They're going to go against the grain. They're going to go against Trump. They're going to be that voice of resistance at Fox. So I kind of see that struggle happening at Fox. It'll be interesting to see what happens there. But back to the point you just made about rape real quick, you know, this is another thing, and I know you want to talk about dehumanization. This is a total disenfranchisement of men in the courtroom.
Well, they're making sex and the act of procreation always rape.
Yeah.
When in many mammal species it's aggressive, not really in ours. I don't like aggressive sex myself. But the point is, it's not epidemic in the West. It is in some cultures, the more barbarous they are. And so it's making the, like where men aren't even supposed to, if a woman puts her arms around you, you're not supposed to put your arms around her.
Right. So they ignore what's happening in Sweden. But in America now, there's courtrooms that won't even let a man testify against a woman who accused him of rape because they're saying it might be too traumatizing to the woman. Think about how dangerous that is. There was a bill proposed in Missouri. It didn't get through, thank God. I voted against it. It was an amendment saying that if you get charged, if somebody just accuses you of sexual misconduct, it sticks on your permanent record. So look at what they're trying to open this up. All you have to do is accuse a man of rape, and now that's on his record for the rest of his life, even if he's completely innocent. And then he might not even get to voice his opinion in a courtroom because it might traumatize the woman. Think about how dangerous that is, especially when you've got some of these crazy women out there. We've seen them. Many of them hate Trump. I've videotaped them. You've seen them in the video. They hate men. I could see
they've been
women
brainwashed against their own species. I mean, they're killing the species. That's the admitted plan. And by the way, Owen, you are the archetypal. You know, young, white, male, red tie, American flag, navy blue, a sports jacket. I mean, they absolutely they get so triggered by you. And they're mainly white women. They've been totally disenfranchised. It's so sad. Owen Schroyer, Nightly News coming up with yourself and many others tonight, 7 o'clock. Great job covering Trump's address to the country this morning. Thank you so much. We'll be back with Darren McBreen with, when I say huge breaking news, it ties in crazily to everything we've already been covering. This is amazing. When you see this, absolute hard proof that MSM is behind the fake news. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with 5 German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 3434. That's harrys.com, code 3434, to get your free trial set.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's Friday. Lord willing, I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, hosting the Sunday transmission. I'm coming to you from Austin, Texas, our investigative journalist and one of our amazing graphics video editors and reporters. Darren McGreen is here with us. He pointed something out, hiding in plain view. Some of it we've reported on, some of it we haven't. I wasn't aware of how open and obvious this is, but that's a new tactic they've got. Trump comes out and says, I know Obama's leaking this stuff illegally. And they're mixing in disinformation, and it's criminal. There should be a probe. And Obama denies it for 2 weeks and then comes out in the New York Times with Eric Holder and says, yeah, I'm behind the leaks of classified intelligence. And then it gets worse. MSM comes out and says, yeah, we run fake newspapers online to discredit our enemies and to discredit the press and to discredit alternative news and to make money. I mean, I could have secret servers and run fake sites. I would never do that because I want to have credibility. When we make a mistake, we come and we tell you. When we're angry, I get angry. You know, we're 100% bona fide, and they know that. And people know what we're talking about is happening and coming true. The admission of global government, the admission that they want to break up our families, the admission they want to make us poor. And then this, I knew the Justice Department was behind the Black Lives Matter and letting Soros fund them to call for the killing of police and overthrow government and attacking Christians and the communist groups marching in the streets. Billions of dollars the last few years funded. I didn't know. And now Congress has come out. It's on Associated Press, Fox News, you name it. Obama DOJ funneled billions to liberal activist groups illegally, $3 billion of it through big banks and then through the Justice Department. When banks pay fines, they would then tell the banks to pay it to these private nonprofit groups. Now, that is simply amazing. So this shows this whole artificial system. Then he signed a bill 2 weeks before he left office in the Defense Authorization Act, a section to federalize all media and put the CIA and foundations over the Board of Governors of the FCC and begin countering and blocking and banning fake news. 3 years ago, they announced that they'd legalize the CIA operating domestically in deception. Well, the problem is Trump has got control of the CIA, but they've got their people in there trying to block Trump. That's why Brennan was so arrogant. He said, watch what you say. Watch your mouth to Trump a few days before he was out. And was shocked that Trump got rid of him. Like he just roll over.
And Chuck Schumer.
And Chuck Schumer. We're going to talk. Chuck Schumer said, watch yourself. The intelligence agencies can take you out. So we're going to break that down. But here, breaking. This is on Infowars.com. Paul Joseph Watson. Man arrested for Jewish center bomb threats is an anti-Trump Muslim convert. Trump proven right yet again. And these things were being blamed on Trump. And then Trump comes out and says, whoever's doing it, it's terrible, it's horrible, on Monday speech to Congress. And the media said, oh, he's a conspiracy theorist like Alex Jones. New York Daily News, Washington Times, Vice, so many I couldn't read them all, said, Jerusalem Post, Haaretz, The Forward, came out and said that I love Hitler. That is total defamation. They don't care anymore. I love Hitler and I love Trump, but it gets better. I believe that these Jewish centers are false flags. I didn't say that. I said almost all the time when somebody burns a cross in a yard or carves a thing in their face, whether they're black or white, all the time, you know, black woman says white guys raped her. You know, the whole lacrosse thing wasn't true. A white woman says black guys raped her. It turns out it's not true. Many cases. Because there's a certain type of person who's racist and wants the attention, and their MO is the same way. Turns out that's exactly what happened. We Googled his name, and I guess they're already on it. This is not broken yet, and I like The Intercept, by the way. Mm-hmm. Statement from the arrest of former Intercept reporter Juan Thompson. And it says that he worked for them. So, statement on the arrest of former Intercept reporter. And so The Intercept, Greenwald, formerly with The Guardian, this guy worked for them, probably an infiltrator. Because believe me, we deal with this too. People are like, is The Intercept behind it? Hell no, they're not. They're trying to expose false flags.
Agent provocateur.
I mean, who knows? Who knows? But this is what this is stuff I can't talk about on air, folks, but we go through this too. Okay, it's this is not a game. Mm-hmm. This isn't a movie about spies and stuff. This is the American people in solidarity with others around the world trying to throw the globalists off of us. So, Justice Department funding radical violent groups illegally with illegal money. Obama stealing $180+ billion out of investors' money put into Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, just saying they lost it, to give to megabanks through Obamacare. I mean, you talk about criminal looting, it's over. They should all be arrested. This is crazy. That's why they're so desperate to stop Trump and Sessions, because they know this new info is coming out of the White House to the press.
Right.
We got the stuff from the White House, the documents no one was covering. Nobody said they weren't true. Nobody tried. It was directly Federal Register about the rulings about Obama stealing the money. So this is what's happening. This is why they're so scared. And it's a crazy time. Now, McBreen said, Alex, to me yesterday after the show, he goes, do you think this is big? And he usually just runs whatever he wants. I know McBreen's really smart. And I said, that's huge. I didn't know that. He's got two pieces of news that are mainstream that admit like it's no big deal what they're doing. See, because they're normalizing what they do. Yeah, we fund the kill the cop groups. Yeah, we steal the money of people that invest, you know, via the markets in Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Yeah, we just take, you know, almost $200 billion of it and give it to other people. Yeah, we do whatever we want. Yeah, we open the borders up, let people in with syphilis here or whatever. It's okay. And yeah, we run fake newspapers to attack our enemies, make money, and put out this info, and then use that to discredit all the new media and call for it to be shut down. You'll be doing the nightly news tonight, Darren. I want you to come in, spend some time, and break down your findings.
Well, you're exactly right. The mainstream media has been caught red-handed creating fake news websites, and they're complete with made-up stories that were spread online. And these stories were shared by millions of people on Facebook and Twitter because, Alex, they look and feel like the real thing. They look like traditional mainstream media websites. Check out the names of some of these websites. Salt Lake City Guardian, The Houston Leader, Sacramento Dispatch, New York Morning Post, and the Indianapolis Gazette. Like I said, looks and feels like a legitimate website. Here's some of the headlines. Bombshell, Trump and Putin spotted at Swiss resort prior to the election. And this was from the Sacramento Dispatch, a news organization that does not exist. There's no such thing. Here's another one. Trump refuses to provide California federal support in midst of a natural dot, dot, dot. That's their clickbait. And so what happens is you go to these websites, and I saw these personally. I saw these on Facebook and Twitter. These were popping up. A lot of people were sharing them, totally oblivious to the fact that they were sharing and spreading fake news. And it turns out that these websites were created by 20th Century Fox.
Wow. Now, let's be clear. You got the report. We're going to go over it. Let's get this break. This is so big. And there's a bunch of others, because I keep seeing these stories about, except it looks like major papers, the Russians have invaded Alaska. The Russians run Drudge Report. The Russians run Alex Jones. The Russians run Jeff Sessions. The Russians run Nigel Farage. Yep. And then they're in German, too, but they get translated in our news. And remember, that's what they were saying. The CIA in foreign countries puts out fake news. That was illegal until, and we can pull up the Washington Post article, until a few years ago when they, quote, legalized it. Because the CIA is like, this is illegal. And they're like, we're going to legalize it. They even had press conferences at the Pentagon saying, well, now we're going to have domestic propaganda, but don't worry, we'll tell the truth. U.S. repeals propaganda ban, spreads government-made news to Americans. So, again, that's out of the Washington Post publication there that deals with public affairs. So,
well, this could even go all the way back to Operation Mockingbird in the early 1950s, because the CIA even back then had 3,000-plus CIA agents embedded in mainstream media.
Listen, growing up in Texas, in Dallas, you couldn't swing a stick without hitting people that were auxiliary in the CIA.
That's right.
And that was supposedly, because HUMET was how you beat the Russians. Supposedly, they've got all these spies. It wasn't electronic back then. You had to have actual people to be watching everything to see, you know, if this was going on. And that's how they got the best and brightest. If you were in the top of your class, the CIA came and tried to recruit you. And my dad had family and stuff that had been in it, and they were all like, oh, we kill people, we bring drugs in, you don't want to be part of this. And so, I mean, I grew up knowing what was really going on. And that was a CIA that was more pro-America than you can say now. I mean, they're into, absolutely. Brzezinski has written books where he admits the shadow state is behind child trafficking, everything. His argument is they're in control of it to manage it and not let it get out of hand. Mm-hmm. We manage criminals by running all the criminal operations. And now, the CIA is just one of the bigger agencies. 1947 National Security Act, they're just running rampant domestically, filled with all the liberals and social justice warriors that have been packed in there under Obama and under Bill Clinton and under even George W. And they literally are waging war against us with this info. So tell folks where you learned about this. 20th Century Fox putting up fake newspapers to run lies against Trump, doing what they claim Russia did against Hillary when they didn't.
Their excuse is they're promoting a new movie that's coming out called Cure for Wellness. But like I said, I think it's more than that. Because
It's slander. It's defamation, holding out a fake article, not telling you it's satire at the bottom. It's a lie.
Absolutely.
Now, again, who reported on the mainstream?
Well, New York Times covered it. Washington Post covered it.
Yeah, now, that's why I mentioned that, because Washington Post is right there on screen.
Yep.
To promote film, 20th Century Fox created a fake news site with fake anti-Trump stories. See, so they then admit it, but it's okay when they put out fake news. Well, the Washington Post a month ago put out the fake list of hundreds of names that they said were fake news. Some were fake, like The Onion. InfoWars was not fake. People threatened lawsuits because it is defamation.
Mm-hmm.
They pulled it and said, we don't know where we got it. You got it from the CIA. We know where you got it, okay? That later came out. In fact, Trump's ordered the CIA and people to stop it. They're not following his orders. One group is all the soldiers, all the operatives, all the humet, all the men that actually do stuff, the real muscle, are all Trump. But they're in there with all the analysts and chicken necks, and they're total scum. I mean, I tell people that were there in the meetings when Trump comes in, and they're like, sir, here's all the targets Obama won't let us hit. These are all the ones where the Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra bases are, such and such. Trump looks it over and he goes, hit them all. And then literally analysts are like, we're going to get him. And he gave them all presents. Nobody knows this. He gave them all presents of wood-carved American flags. Mm-hmm. And literally right after he walked out, they were hopping around going, we're going to get him. That was government money, a bribe. And a Trump guy stayed behind. He goes, he knew you'd say that. Pulled out the letter with Trump that paid for it and the receipt and handed it right to the rat. Now, you folks, you're here. I shouldn't even tell these stories. That happened inside the day he went and spoke with the stars behind him. That's right. Where they said they wanted him to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And one group knew it was a setup to then claim, why do you stand in front of the stars? The other group said it's all right. But the point is, it's literally all the foundation people, all the little Astor kids and Rockefeller type kids, you know, they're better than everybody. They're better. They all hate the men. They all hate the tough guys. They hate America. And they hate Christians. They're scum. And they hate beautiful art. I mean, these are trash. Everybody knows it. And the people in the CIA that are good, they just want to get rid of them. But they're the ones in there. By the way, I didn't get that from Trump. The media is going to check into that and going to crap themselves because nobody knows about that.
Well, there's a civil war going on within the U.S. intelligence agencies. But we're talking about the CIA embedded with mainstream media. Jeff Bezos, who's the owner.
Tell him. This is mainstream news.
Jeff Bezos, he owns the Washington Post. He's also the founder and CEO of Amazon. Amazon just got a $600 million contract with the CIA. All right, so there you go. That's a major conflict of interest. Right?
Yeah, they announced 5 years ago that they were co-locating their servers together. Amazon, Google, Apple, all these have been intelligence agency fronts. That's the globalist model, is to have intelligence agencies control the corporations and vice versa, then transfer the power through the intelligence agencies from the nations to the globalists. They've written books on this. Amazon, the Washington Post, and the $600 million CIA contract. And it's beyond that.
Well, I can tell you what happened as a result of that.
Well, let me give you a newsflash. The Washington Post, since its founding, has been a naval intelligence operation, and then it's been transferred to the CIA. But go ahead.
Well, as a result of the CIA's contract with Amazon, Amazon has all these servers. And what happened during the run-up to the election, during the huge, all the WikiLeaks, right, that were WikiLeaks emails and Hillary Clinton and all that, Amazon blocked all links to WikiLeaks. They just wouldn't allow it during that time.
Oh, remember Bozo, Cuomo? Cuomo said on CNN, you're not allowed to look at WikiLeaks, only we can. He talks to you like you're prisoners. You're not allowed to read books. We're the only ones allowed. Son of a crapper. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, and I think this is a result, too. When you put out all this fake news on social media, everybody gets confused, and then they're afraid to share news stories. And I think as a result, the mainstream media starts to look legit again.
That's right. They're poisoning everything themselves to then go out and call for shutting everything else down or where you won't share information or they create blacklists. And they've all done it. They're announcing it. But here's the deal. Nothing will put you back together, CNN. Nothing will put Starbucks back together. Notice they're all ganged up on us, but every company wading into the culture war is losing. We're winning, and that's not rhetoric. And we're winning because our listeners and our viewers and our president and our resistance worldwide is only growing, and we actually care about humanity. We want prosperity. We care about telling the truth. I will not tell lies about my enemies to defeat them because I won't lower myself to their level. Our enemies are so bad, I cannot even stop researching all the evil. There's so much of it that I can't even hardly sleep. I don't need to make stuff up about them. They've got to. Oh, here's another deal. I do maybe one out of 100 interviews that I'm asked to do. I am no longer doing print interviews with the media unless I'm at a public event and a camera's rolling because I've read the Der Spiegel article. I had to actually read the whole thing. People say, look at the end of this. It says you want to suck a sausage or something. I didn't say you want to suck a sausage. They say they're gambling slot machines in the office. Kind of just raided or something.
But see, they always come in here acting so nice, and they're just friendly, and it's, oh, we love you, Alex.
But the point is that
it's always a hit piece.
Well, he also says, you know, it's discredited that they aren't vetting the Muslims. And the whole article's a damn lie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and he says in there, I love Trump like Hitler. And then the Haaretz picks up that I love Hitler and Trump. See how they just, you know, like, they take his fake news story, then they add more to it.
This works in our favor.
There aren't slot machines here, okay?
This works in our favor because anybody that tunes into this program and watches for any amount of time, they just know. They could see the... What, pinball machines? Yeah, they were...
No, we have pinball machines, but he says slot machines.
Wow.
Pull it up. Pull up the Der Spiegel article. Meet Trump's propagandist.
Spiegel.
Der Spiegel. I mean, that just makes my head spin. Recap the whole story for everybody. See that slot machines? Trump's propaganda arm. And you read the article, and it's like everything in it is a distortion or a lie. Keep going. Well, you've got some notes. Go back. Recap everything because I was interrupting.
Look, just to recap, the mainstream media was caught red-handed publishing fake news websites. And I can't tell you how big this is because, I mean, I noticed when I was on Facebook and Twitter, I saw these articles for myself again and again and again. So these articles got spread and shared by millions and millions of people, all right? And this, it was all anti-Trump. But they had everything from Lady Gaga to Donald Trump.
No, I remember seeing it. I remember seeing he met secretly in Switzerland and knew it was horse manure to begin with because Trump hasn't gone to Switzerland in years. I just knew it was BS when I saw it. See, and I thought, oh, there's a newspaper lying because they're the fake news. They lie all the time anyways.
But they're pretty slick, Alex, because they really do look legitimate. I'm telling you. I mean, look at like I said, the names. Salt Lake City Guardian, the New York Morning Post, Indianapolis Gazette. They had advertisements. They had links to other websites. It absolutely looked and felt like traditional mainstream news media. And people unknowingly, that they just, hey, it looks real. They share it with their friends. But it was massive, massive fake news. Massive psyop, and I don't know. You know, millions of people look at this, and this is how they call us fake news. This is hand in the cookie jar, without a doubt, busted big time.
Well, they know they have low information people that get their news from entertainment and Colbert, mainly older folks. And we're out at these rallies. They run up and scream and yell things like, Trump wants to deport black people, or Trump wants to cut funds to California. I've had them and seen the reports. You've had them. Millie's had them. I mean, everybody's had them scream at them things that we know they put out that were fake.
Mm-hmm.
And again, they're saying we're fake. They put out fake news, and the Washington Post reports aren't like it's cute.
Hey, they also put out fake Facebook pages that have to do with Alex Jones and InfoWars. You know, those are out there as well. I'll see, you know, somebody will say.
Let me tell you another campaign they do. Well, go ahead and finish your story, and I'll tell you.
Well, somebody sent me a link and said, look, Alex Jones is talking about flat earth. Now, Alex Jones is a flat earther. And it was a link to some crazy conspiracy website about flat earth. And it came from a bogus Alex Jones Facebook page. But then you read some of the comments, and they're like, oh, yeah, figures coming from Alex Jones. Oh, now he's a flat earther. So there's a lot of bogus information out there.
No, even the comments are fake. In many cases, it's been admitted to make you feel alone.
Hey, speaking of comments, notice on the mainstream media web pages, they don't have comment sections anymore.
That's right, because they want you to come there and only get their view. And they said 2 years ago they were getting rid of them, even though it drives most of their traffic. They said more than half the traffic. Paul wrote about it. They said in their big media meetings they had that were public. One was in Chicago. They said, we got to get rid of them because, you know, we're losing our info war. That's it. They're at war. Mm-hmm. When Trump said the fake media, that is the MSM, is the enemy of the American people, they are the enemy of humanity, folks. And it's just a prima facie truth.
Well, they're losing control of the media because of independent media and because of the internet. So, I mean, these, you know, the six big corporations that control 90% of everything you read and watch.
These are death rows.
They need to capture the internet. They need to gain control of the internet. So that's what they're trying to do with this as well.
That's right. Let me tell you what they've done to us. Again, we don't even list all of our affiliates anymore. I've asked GCN not to, because the old tried and true tough ones, we put them up because they don't mind. They know somebody threatened them or whatever. It's just a bunch of bull, 100 times out of whatever. They don't very, very rarely is serious. But new ones, we learn so they don't get boycotted or threatened. We just don't list our affiliates. They're in their local area. Everybody's hearing them. The word's being spread by our listeners. And then the globalists can't even find out who to go after because they don't have the intel. And that's how we've gone over 250 affiliates now. from like 170, 180 being our top was not listening to the affiliates. I had that feeling a few years ago. We started doing that. It's really worked great. We talked to the affiliate managers at the stations. They get it. They understand it. They understand what's the point of me nationally saying who you are. It does nothing for you. I just say local, support the station, spread the word there. The enemy never knows, and they can't go after them. Again, this is a war, folks. This is hardcore. The other thing they do, I'll tell you when we come back, McBrain, stay with me, because I want to get into some carbon tax news. Congress had hearings and confirmed it's all about shutting down American industry. By the way, you look super sharp in that blue suit.
Thank you, sir.
I mean, I'm not like hitting on or anything, but I'm telling you.
You look good sitting in my chair, too.
You look super sharp there. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Lifetime Grey's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So, guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
There have been times, in fact, every time. Kind of like my lines getting cleared.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I don't know if I should tell a story about yesterday.
Every time.
Turn a little bit of this song for a second. All these lines, my face getting clearer. The past is gone.
The past is gone. It went by.
We're born, we live, we die, we join our ancestors. Isn't that the way?
Everybody's got their dues in life.
I was talking to a former Army psychologist just yesterday here at the office. And he was telling me, he goes, the same thing that head of one of the big four banks. This guy was the head of the fourth largest bank.
Right.
That famous conversation I had for 3 hours on a plane from Austin to New York, American Airlines, going to be on The View. And he said, Alex, you think people will adapt and overcome to fight the new world order in our system? They're going to adapt and overcome to submit. They're going to give into whatever we do as long as it's incremental. And the guy had listened to the show, and he was here visiting his dad that was a retired general. And he said, this is off-the-record talk. So we talked about an hour and a half, and he couldn't convince me, and then he didn't want to talk to me anymore. I was arrogant at the end, but that's the whole way of these guys. And I get it. He got up in his suit. It was perfectly still crisp. Got his black trench coat. Looked totally perfect. I don't know how he did it. You know, it's how these guys do this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just he had it all down. The arrogance, all of it. But you know what? He's getting his ass kicked now. But I was talking to this Army guy, and he wasn't arrogant about it. He said, you know, our military loves to fight and loves to kill. But he said, they don't do that because they're bad. They didn't do that because they started out that way. They have to. You have to adapt to it and get to where you like it, or it destroys you. And the men that weren't destroyed were the ones that got to where they liked it, and the ones that are destroyed are the ones that never adapted to it. And he said, and that's what they do with the public. Is they basically do bad things to us and then get us to adapt and accept it. So it's like with really smart people, that's the highest knowledge. Is that those of us that see all this stuff, we are not submitting. We're trying to adapt and actually overcome it for people and build a better system. But a lot of people think they're cool. They just roll over or go along like, I don't care if they shut down half the coal power plants. I don't own coal stock. Well, neither do I. Quite frankly, my family would make more money if there wasn't coal. My mom's got some oil wells out in West Texas now that grandma died. And my dad's got oil and gas wells. They don't make that much money where oil and gas are, but, you know, because it's a lot for some people. But let me tell you, if there wasn't coal there keeping the price down, my dad would be filthy rich. But my dad goes around lobbying to turn the coal on. You know why? We're not pieces of crap. And that's a clean resource we've got that helps poor people and helps industry. So I don't ever want to hear I'm for coal because I work for the oil companies. I always see that. Hey, dumbasses, the oil companies have been lobbying to shut down coal. I hate stupid liberals. They're so ignorant, they don't know anything. We're going to the special report. That's why I wanted you here. Makes me so angry. So let's continue on along these lines. It doesn't even matter. The point is that, probably any time, Darren, it's just that it makes me so angry when I see this mindset where people think of things two-dimensionally or three-dimensionally about what at this moment gets me ahead. Okay, let's go say you steal all the money in the world, the world collapses, now you've got piles of jewels and Rembrandts and everything else, but you're in the middle of nowhere and society's all collapsed and it's a hellhole. That's not a good world. Well, we'll just break away and have our own segregated area. That's what elites always think. That brings you down as well. You cannot screw humanity over and transcend. Humanity must transcend. And that's through free will. If humanity decides to merge the machines and go through this whole process, then that's what we've decided. But that's what individuals decided, not what you decide. And so there's a report, a clip from congressional hearings that Matt put together. The phony social cost of coal, Washington Times. The war on fossil fuels ignores carbon's benefits. And see, it's never sophisticated in these news articles. The fossil fuel industry is a bunch of different groups and countries and combines, and oil and gas tend to give money against coal. Coal is always bullied around and just fights for survival. I only promote coal because it's so much cleaner than oil, not cleaner than gas, and there's so much more of it, hundreds of times more.
And Obama said he was going to bankrupt the coal industry.
And what he did was bankrupt our industry.
That's right.
Because, listen, let's say you're a guy worth $100 million. You've got a factory in the U.S. If you can go to Mexico and have energy twice as cheap or three times cheaper in China, no environmental standards, the workers cost one-tenth of what they do here, and you can have profits that are, say, 15 times bigger, do you build in Mexico or do you build in China?
Well, that's exactly what...
I mean, so it's not a question of do you even build the U.S.
Exactly. Well, Trump's going to change all that.
But exactly... But here's the issue. You can't build in the U.S. with all those regulations.
Mm-hmm.
You can't sell into the market because competitors will go to China or will go to Mexico, and so you can't even do it.
That's exactly right.
So, see, That's why I harp on coal all day, folks. We have enough coal for thousands of years. It's totally clean. It's not in Mexico and places because they don't want to build the scrubbers that are super expensive to make it clean. So, Matt, you're really into this report, and you made some great points. If you want to pop in, because you've been, you know, pushing me to play this, I mean, it's kind of prima facie, as I say every 5 minutes. We know it was to shut down American industry. We know it helps China and other countries in their industry to have power much cheaper than ours. We know it makes business here prohibitive. But you didn't know you were going on air, but, Matt, I mean, I guess you wrote the description here. For me here. Let me go ahead and read what you said about this. At what cost? Examining coal and the cost of carbon. House Committee on Science, Space, and Technology met on February 28th to examine the social cost of carbon, which was the basis for the Obama administration's extensive push for carbon regulation. Obama's team disregarded economic factors where they were imperative to reaching an accurate cost-benefit analysis on carbon regulation, with the House Committee Chairman Andy Biggs concluding that was far overreaching. The committee was confirmed with the majority of benefits from domestic carbon regulations in the U.S. were conferring to foreign countries or moving the benefits to foreign countries. You want to say something, Matt?
Yeah. Like those benefits that the chairman discusses, Mr. Biggs, you know, a lot of it is in regard to competition, right? Like you've been saying since before I started working here, you know, it's the fact that, you know, if our energy is more expensive, companies are going to go to other countries. It is a no-brainer.
It's a mathematical equation.
Oh, it sure is. And he's going to get into some of the specifics here, but one of the main pieces of data that they disregarded was a discount rate, which basically helps calculate the cost of regulating carbon. So, without any further ado, I think we should get to the clip.
That's right. Then let's tie it into the background. Obama caught in lawsuits confirmed, federal government confirms the documents, looting almost $200 billion out of Fannie and Freddie Mac.
Yeah.
That's right. I mean, it just drives me crazy stealing from private investors in it to then give it to mega banks through Obamacare in a giant scam. And then we catch them $3 billion, Darren. You want to comment on this, Matt? You were the one that brought me the article. $3 billion to the social justice warriors of fines that banks paid for corrupt stuff they were involved in. So the banks steal hundreds of billions of dollars in some cases. It was $386 billion that two banks got caught, Wachovia and Wells Fargo, laundering drug money. So they got a $111 million fine. So first they get a slap on the wrist for billions stolen. Then they take that money and they give it to social justice warriors to overthrow the country, take our guns, and teach our kids how to be sexually active at five. So just think about it. Crime upon crime upon crime upon crime. They shut off almost 1,000 of our power plants. Our power prices almost triple in the last 9 years because Bush started it. All this hell goes on.
Don't forget Obamacare.
Oh, then there's Obamacare. Thank God the public's dumb. Doubling, tripling prices. Mm-hmm. You can keep your doctor. I mean, this is all a mass raping of America. And Trump says it stops now. And then I'm a policy wonk. I study this stuff 10 hours a day, probably. Used to do it more. And I know everything he's doing is so smart and so good. And then it pisses me off because it ain't about Trump. It's about me and my family and your family. And these crooks not getting away with it. So what's 20th Century Fox do? They go start hundreds of fake websites with fake news about Trump. And the dumbasses read it and come tell me I'm fake news. I'm about as fake as you don't get. I'm the opposite. I'm the anti-fake. I mean, I'm pissed off. I can be here right now. It's quite outrageous that they commit all these crimes, Darren, on every front and nothing's being done. I agree with Governor Huckabee that they need to be put in prison or there should be investigations. What do you think about them only shutting down European and U.S. coal? What do you think the plan is if China and other countries have dirty coal and then we shut off our clean coal? Doesn't that add to actual emissions of dangerous chemicals into the atmosphere? My good man, tell me.
Don't you think we're so lucky that there's the internet, though? Because I'm thinking a lot of what we're seeing right now is backlash for Trump being elected.
You're seeing news wars.
That's why they're going after InfoWars, because we were definitely instrumental in getting Trump elected.
Oh, Trump knows it.
And I think if it wasn't for the internet, that we'd probably be looking at a Jeb Bush presidency, or God forbid.
No, but they're going to. I agree with you. But let's not start. You know what? Yeah, like the wolf says in Pulp Fiction. know, when they're in the car, he says, we can't celebrate yet. Let's not start.
Oh, no, no. Hey, revolution had just begun. Right?
Yeah, but I mean, you know.
Inauguration day.
Well, what I'm telling you is we're in the war now.
Absolutely.
Like Michael Savage said.
Now, a lot of people, they celebrated. Of course, we all celebrated as soon as Trump was elected. But no, the battle has just begun.
That was getting the troops on the beach in Normandy.
Yep.
I mean, with a big flag.
We've got a long way to go, and hopefully we'll have 8 years.
But we've got the initiative. We've got the superior firepower. We got history. But they could set a nuke off. They could shut the web off. Everybody's got to save these shows. They've got to remember. They've got to do their own research. They've got to know. Folks, you wanted the resistance. It's here. But the enemy's having to show itself. That's what's beautiful about Trump. And they're not just fighting America. Countries everywhere are breaking away from the globalists. Yeah, let's go to this report from the Committee on Science and Technology. Here it is.
To today's hearing entitled, At What Cost? Examining the Social Cost of Carbon.
Just 3 days ago.
I recognize myself for 5 minutes for an opening statement. Welcome to today's joint subcommittee hearing entitled, At What Cost? Examining the Social Cost of Carbon. Today we will examine the previous administration's determination of the social cost of carbon, or SCC, and explore why the calculated value is flawed. Energy is the bedrock of our society, and yet the SCC estimate of the previous administration has killed jobs, limited innovation, and resulted in higher energy costs for American families, all in exchange for benefits that are negligible at best and non-existent at worst. The Obama administration's interagency working group, which ultimately established an enormously high SCC of $37 per ton of CO2 emitted into the atmosphere, relied on an outdated economic model and failed to take into account the White House's own Office of Management and Budget, or
OMB guidelines. It was written up by Ken Lay at Enron as a Republican scam. Just admit it.
Quite simply, the working group used numbers that got them the results they wanted in order to advance.
By the way, I love how the Republicans come up with the scams like Obamacare and carbon tax.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats do it because it's the Republicans behind the scenes that are bad. That's why they hate Trump.
The establishment Republicans, they're the worst.
Mm-hmm. Because the Republicans can at least talk. I mean, Pelosi and Waters don't know what planet they're on. Sorry, go ahead.
As we will learn today, the SCC working group ignored two major OMB recommendations for federal agency rulemaking. First, it failed to use a 7% discount rate and instead relied on rates of 2.5%, 3%, and 5%. And second, it ignored the guideline to report cost-benefit analysis from a domestic perspective. If nothing else is taken away from what will be a very technical hearing, I hope it will be these two very basic flaws. The low long-term discount rate established by the previous administration fundamentally disregards the notion that the American economy is resilient and can respond to potential future threats with technological development and innovation. As to the flaw of the previous administration's decision to focus on CO2 emissions from a global perspective, this approach leaves the U.S. footing the bill for costly regulations that are based on benefits conferred to other countries. It is simply not right for Americans to be bearing the brunt of cost when the majority of benefits will be conferred away from home. By ignoring OMB guidelines, the current SCC models leave critical components out of the discussion. If the OMB guidelines would have been followed, the social cost of carbon would have been significantly lower. The previous administration disregarded scientific integrity by overestimating climate change resulting from greenhouse gas emissions. In order to push an expensive regulatory agenda, the administration inflated the SEC to justify costly regulations in response to the allegedly terrible CO2 emissions, terrible damage CO2 emissions will cause in the future. The SEC is nothing but a one-sided manipulation of parameters to fit the policy-driven agendas of the previous administration. These alarmist tactics need to stop. Today's hearing is intended to uncover the real truth and deception behind the SCC. America's strength emanates from our resilience and flexibility. Attempts to justify government regulations over industry innovation hinders growth and development. I look forward to working with the Trump administration to renew faith in American ingenuity and technological development.
That's why the stock market's added $3 trillion now official today, is because they announced we weren't open for business. We were to be sold off. Scientifically, it's in all their documents, and so that sounds like a good report, but that's milquetoast. I mean, it's stating the facts that this shuts us down industrially, but that's because the globalists sit over it and then get control in the countries over the sell-off of America. They are unbelievable criminals. Darren McBrain?
Don't you think that the globalists are pretty much scrambling right now? Because I still think they have a Trump hangover. They really did expect Hillary Clinton to win.
Yeah, but I agree, they're freaking out, but they're super arrogant. And so they've never given up. And so, yeah, Juncker, the head of the EU Commission, is unelected, sort of cussing and flipping out in Parliament, saying everybody's turning against us. All the countries are voting to pull out. What are we going to do? Well, you're unelected, man. You're a dirtbag. So the countries never had a vote. They're like, how are we in this? We never voted. We're pulling out. They're like, we'll march in the EU army. Well, go ahead then.
And they always have
George. You know, we'll march in Black Lives Matter to shoot you. Well, then just get it going then.
Bring in
you
George
want a damn
Soros?
Fight? Let's go, you bastards.
Yeah, you got George Soros and all the paid protesters, and then you have the media that covers this like it's a good thing. And so, I mean, we do have a fight on our hands, folks.
All I'm saying is I'm not giving up. And you see where how far we've come.
Hey, it's
let me tell you something. You decide you're going to have this victory, folks. We can't be beaten. I'm skipping this network break because there may be a show soon if we don't get this together. I'm going to say something to viewers right now. I know for a fact that we have over 40 million people that listen to the streams, listen to us on radio, and that watch us on YouTube and Facebook and other platforms. 43, 44 million people a week. Big weeks, it's higher. And then I sit there and I think I'm doing good jobs if I'm selling 1,000 t-shirts a day. I don't give a rat, fat butt, excuse my French, about $5 or $4 we're making on each shirt. I care about those shirts in the streets. But I've got to fund myself, so I try to make $5 on them. We have the new Trump-Pence 2020 shirt. Will it save the world? No. But this movement will, with God's help. You get enough people, instead of 100,000 people like the last t-shirt, like 90-something thousand on the street, you get 1 million people on the street with Trump as my president. We're about to sell out of those. Or Trump-Pence 2020, keeping America great on the back. It says America First in 7076, Infowars.com. It will send shockwaves across the country. So listen, I do not want to sit there and have the crew go, well, we're selling 1,000-plus shirts a day. In 100 days or something, we'll break the last record. Thank you, those that did order. They're the people that get it. I'm not bitching at the listeners. I'm saying if you want to win, call that local station and become a sponsor or send them $20 a month. Stop tithing to the big fake churches that won't fight. Where you go worship the stupid demon preacher. We need to be tithed to in the info war. God wants freedom. God wants to promote justice. And so I'm telling you, if you're somebody that's poor, just spread the link, spread the articles, reach out to people. But if you're middle class, I wouldn't buy just one shirt. Buy 100. In different sizes, give them to people or sell them. Be an entrepreneur. Sell them for $15, $20. Trump shirts are popular. Go sell them at your local. Resell them. I don't care. Just get the shirts out to people. I would cut my right arm right off with a meat cleaver that defeat the New World Order right now. I mean, I'm not suicidal. I love life so much. But I'd jump into an inferno, into a volcano, if I knew it would defeat the New World Order. Right now, no thought, no way, into the volcano.
Alex, when we went to the pro-Trump rallies all across the country, full of InfoWars shirts.
And then we recruit the other Trump people that are awake and the Republicans that are starting to wake up. Here's why it's good. It's a recruitment arm for liberty. Mm-hmm. It shows the MSM the real power. It shows the Trump people the real power to keep them honest. And it also exercises free speech in the face of the bullies. But also people that are scared see all the signs and they see all the shirts and they see the bumper stickers and they see what you're saying. Right. They see you wearing your colors.
They don't feel like they're alone.
We're a military. We're a movement. This
Info
is the uniform.
Unite.
This is the uniform. Trump, Pence, 2020.
Remember I told you I had a conversation with my older brother who's a traditional Republican, establishment Republican kind of guy.
In a minute. So right. I got to say this. Soros. I know. Before my break, slap me. Soros is trying, with hundreds of millions and billions of taxpayer money, out to defeat Trump now. The fight's on now. It don't end every, three, four, 5 years, 2 years, new elections. It's on. The war is now. Yeah, tell folks about your brother that thinks he's part of the establishment.
Well, I told him that I was very proud when we went to these pro-Trump rallies that every fifth person had an InfoWars shirt on, and then it seemed like every, tenth group, it was a group of 10 or 15 people. And we were like rock stars, man. They would recognize everybody from InfoWars.
Yeah, half, as the Chicago Tribune said, half the people at the convention were listeners and more than half at the inauguration.
You could just take pictures of the crowd. You see,
and we're not bragging about it. The point is people are awake. You've had an effect. You're awesome.
Well, I told my brother about that, and this was before the election, by the way, and he says, well, little brother, I don't really see how that's helping him too much.
No, he's part of the system.
Meaning, you guys are crazy conspiracy theorists, and I don't think it's helping Trump too much that you guys are representing. Well, we see how that worked out.
And I don't want to knock your brother. He thinks the establishment.
Oh, he's a great guy. He's a great guy.
He's part of it. Here's what I'm saying. I'm not complaining. I'm telling you, folks, I had no idea how the Shelter for Prison shirts would take off. I had a feeling it'd be popular. And everybody copied them, so millions ended up being out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, copy our shirt, Trump Pence 2020. If you're a t-shirt maker, I don't care if it's our own design, but if you're a t-shirt maker, send us your email. We'll send you our template in HD, our design, or make your own. Everybody make these. Sell them. I don't care. It's not about selling these. It's about defeating people that think they're going to stomp us. I mean, I don't have a competitiveness about other successful people. I have a competitiveness about dirtbags that think they're going to dominate me and my family, or you and your family, and I'm ready to go.
But you're talking about George Soros. He's not going to stop. He's putting all kinds of money into this.
Here's why I'm fighting so much harder now. I know we're going to win now if we just really push through. I mean, before I was doing it because it was the right thing to do, and I hoped we could win. I know we're going to win if we just take action and never give up. I'm ready! And so I'm telling you, I know right now there's over a million people metered, that we have over a million right now on our platforms tuned in right now. If every one of you went and bought a $9.95 shirt, we'll hire a third-party company to ship them because we can't handle that. We will sell a million of these. If you don't procrastinate, if you do it, InfoWarsStore.com, and if you will just get the T-shirt, $9.95, you'll get $4 or $5 to help fund our operation, depending on the size of the shirt. That's what we make off of it. We need the money. We're under attack. You wouldn't believe it if you knew. It's actually exciting. I love it. This is exciting. I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm here to fight. I'm here to win. They make jokes out of that. They want to make being excited look weak because it's what they're actually threatened by. It's people getting up, getting their blood flowing, getting focused, knowing what's happening, and opening a can of political kick-ass. So listen. Everybody go get the Trump Pence 2020 shirt, or get Promise My President, or get Molon Labe, whatever, because it is good to see a mix of them. But this is the shirt, new limited edition, $9.95 out of the gate. We already had an 18-wheeler show up with a bunch. Those already sold out. Now we're going to have 3 18-wheelers down here next week. And if it's 10 18-wheelers, if it's 20 18-wheelers, I mean, why not? If you believe in the dream and take action, it'll be 100 18-wheelers. It will be saying after we sell a million T-shirts, let's put 10 million on the street. Let's bring these people to their knees. They think they can deceive in the fake cyberspace. They can put up fake news sites and lie about us and lie about God, lie about Jesus, and lie and you know, say Christ didn't exist and say there are no good people in the world. But if you go get this T-shirt and everybody wears this T-shirt and it's seen everywhere and other people pick it up and paint it on the side of their barns and put it on billboards and on the backs of their cars, it's a message of these bullies. Even if they kill Trump, the vision and the idea of restoring our republic and cutting taxes and believing in people again and not selling out the communist Chinese is unstoppable. I don't want to see 10,000 orders tomorrow. I want to see 30,000 orders for this T-shirt tomorrow, and I want to come in here and hold it up to everybody. And I'm not on your ass. I appreciate your support, and God bless you. But I realize I've not been thinking big enough. If we have a million people listening every hour conservatively, and then the aggregate millions more off that, 40-plus million people, what in the hell are we doing? Think about how great those people are that already changed the world, that are that tiny, less than 0.1% that bought the shirts. What if just 5% of you bought the shirts? Be that percent, folks. Be like the 5% that won the Revolutionary War, or the 3% that started it when the Brits kicked it off. Take action. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 and get that shirt and flood us. And if the shopping cart shuts down, just stay on there. Or I don't want to hear excuses. You don't want to buy it for $9.95. They got all sorts of third-party sites out there where you can go design your own T-shirt. You know, pay them $14 or whatever, and they'll ship it to you. Just do that, whatever you are. Come up with your own T-shirt. If I see some shirt I think's better than ours, I'll support it. And I'm here to take these people on. I'm committed. I'm here to defeat them. InfoWarsStore.com. Get that shirt. Don't wait. It's unbelievable. I mean, we are only hitting on 1/10 of one cylinder. We got a couple cylinders hitting. Everybody's going to see the effect, and then we're going to get all the cylinders going, and black smoke's going to come out of those big old chimneys, and then fire's going to shoot out of those babies, and the big old front of that 18-wheeler from hell's going to open up its mouth, and we're going to run these globalist gremlins right down, and they're already scared right now, because liberty's coming and nothing on earth's going to stop it. Hour number 4, straight ahead, 1776 or die!